of Cameo.
I'll put my cod piece on tonight when we get home.
Yeah, please. Why don't we play more Cameo? I love them. There you go. Single life.
I'm swapping I'm getting a Cameo LP off Alison, who covered for the last 2 weeks. She said, do you want a Cameo? Do you want a Cameo LP? I said, yeah, I would. I'll tell you what I said. Because she's a secret Huey Lewis and the News fan.
She is, yeah.
I've got Huey Lewis's disco 12-inch.
You don't.
From before he was in Huey Lewis and the News. It's a disco version of the theme to something or other. What's that film about Romans and things?
Gladiator?
No, before that. Bigger than the cast of...
Ben-Hur.
No, it's not Ben-Hur.
That would be really weird.
Something like that. It's one of them. It's awful. Well, I think it's awful, but she'll like it because it's a collector's piece. Because she's so we're swapping for it. I'm getting a Cameo LP.
I like the fact that you're getting Cameo.
Don't know if it's Cameo's early jazz funk stuff or late boom crash stuff. Don't mind.
Either way, it's good. That was all about the Old Bailey trial. No, not Old Bailey trial. It was a trial, one of the jurors had to be removed because she kept talking about how much she fancied the detective. But I just think that it's quite fascinating. This guy was...
Give us the headline. Man caught masturbating in inverted commas for some reason while his wife shopped at Asda. Asda's a supermarket chain in the UK.
The 51-year-old claimed that one thing simply led to another while he waited for his wife to pick up the groceries.
He said Timothy McTing claimed he'd been rubbing his leg after suffering from pins and needles, though later admitted outraging public decency.
Apparently, he was in the car park waiting for... He'd gone to the supermarket with his wife and his dog, and he stayed in the car to look after the dog. He was in the car, and then in quotes, while there, his leg went numb. He tried to get the circulation back in his leg, and it moved on to something else. He didn't see him. He didn't think anybody else could see him, and he was mortified. So the poor guy didn't know what was happening, didn't know that anybody could see him. And he admitted to outraging public decency and was ordered to complete sessions of rehab and pay £85 court costs.
Interestingly, in this very short article, they refer to him being a former carpenter or an ex-carpenter 3 times, which is, you know, they seem to dwell on that fact. And there is a joke there, I think, which I won't make.
No, please don't.
I won't make the joke.
No. Oh, my goodness.
I'll just play this. This is Power Chuck from Adelaide, turning 30, wristy squirty. So, next story. Well, that was Power Chuck with turning 30, wrist squirty. Next story. I'd read when we were away. I saw occasionally would look at my Twitter feed and saw lots and lots of references to this video that had been filmed by a family who were being berated by this posh BBC producer. It was kind of a road rage incident. And he was threatening to make a citizen's arrest and saying that they were going to die. It was really quite extreme what he was doing.
You're
grabbing the father by the throat.
You're under a citizen's arrest. Put your hands up on the car and prepare to die.
It was hilarious. And I only got round to watching it today.
I mean, how quite traumatic for the family.
It was like an 11-year-old kid in the car, you know. But this, it's if you ever in any doubt that and the second time we've touched on this subject, that the class system is alive and well in the UK, the way this man is talking to these people, because they're obviously not BBC producer types like him, is absolutely appalling. However, it is absolutely hilarious. It is 10 minutes well spent watching this video. I know probably everybody in the world already knows that. But this is Adam and the Ants. Adam and the Ants, the single version for that BBC producer, ex-BBC posho, who was haranguing and assaulting the poor old family in the car.
Posh bashing seems to be a theme of today's show, really, doesn't it? In fact, it's probably a theme of every show that we do.
Bash the posh, that's what I'm saying.
Posh bashing. Now, so if you see a story that's interesting, or, you know, so we don't, as you can tell by now, if you've been listening in, we're not doing hard hitting news here. We're just picking stories that are interesting and that we can put tunes to. And we're here every Tuesday evening on Radioactive International. Any time you fancy. Now, the next one's about squirrels, and I'm going to throw this out to Heather. She's a bit of a fan of squirrels, because you don't get squirrels.
Oh, she's a squirrel fan.
Yes, she is. And you don't get them over here, really.
No, I don't think you get them here at all. You get other things, don't you?
Possums.
Possums, yeah, that's it.
Possums look cuddlier to me, but I'm sure they're not. But yeah, I like a squirrel. And these are squirrels in New York, in Prospect Park in Brooklyn, that have been unusually aggressive. And health officials have said that they're possibly rabid rodents. Now, when we were growing up in England, many, many years ago, there was still public information stuff about rabid dogs. And I remember being terrified of rabies. I mean, understandably so. But do you remember those really like scary adverts and
when
stuff?
When you went to France.
Yeah, yeah.
Watch out for a dog when you go to France. It's full of rabid dogs.
Yeah, that's what it seemed to be saying. Anyway, so they're saying that squirrels are very rarely infected with rabies, but it can happen and it can be fatal. And what I particularly like about this story is how the Brooklyn people refuse to be intimidated by squirrels. And this one guy, he says, I'm not going to sit there and be a victim of some squirrel. Between me and my dog, we could take the squirrel. They make them tough in Brooklyn.
In somewhere in the Appalachian Mountains, I seem to remember reading that there was a version of like a bovine spongiform encephalopathy.
Easy for you to say.
That was transferred to humans. Well, it wouldn't have been bovine, I suppose, would it? But like some kind of mad cow disease type thing from people eating squirrels' brains.
No.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're a delicacy.
Yeah. Because they can't be very big.
No, clearly.
They've got tiny heads. Little,
tiny heads, haven't they? Yeah. There's only one record you can really play for this.
The squirrels in the park are chewing on the...
All right, dudes. Internationally acclaimed recording artist Retarded Cop here.
Retarded Cop!
And I'm sending this message all the way from Dublin.
Rock City.
Via the internet. Because I want to tell you, I go... A for the liquidizer, yo.
Retarded Cop!
Thank you very much, Gaz LaRock. It was Squirrels by Retarded Cop there. From the album You Have the Right to Remain Retarded, which we had in the van on our travels the other last week. We were playing that, sing along with that. It's great.
It was. In fact, I was thinking we could play some sort of highlights from our van mixtape that we sort of created, a box of CDs that accompanied us for 4,500 kilometres.
Bit of Kelly Clarkson. I don't know, I was in a car at work the other day, put on the radio, what was on? Kelly Clarkson.
Wow.
It's the Kelly Clarkson comeback.
The Cardiacs.
Cardiacs, yep.
Slade.
Yep. What else?
There were some highlights.
Maybe we won't do a show. Okay. Maybe we'll just leave that there, that thought hanging. We'll just park that, put that in the car park. As they say.
What, in the Asda car park Asda with that man park. And his dog?
Oh, dear.
Poor fella.
They should have said he's just trying to mow a meadow.
What?
I don't really understand. Really? It wasn't really funny. Okay. It's just a silly thing to say.
We've got the sciencey story of the week, and for once, it's not as boring as they usually are.
Yes. Sperm counts are falling, apparently. And it's going to lead to the extinction of mankind.
Now, as usual...
Which wouldn't be a bad thing, really, in the big scheme of things.
Not
I don't
really.
Think,
you know. But as usual, with these sciencey stories, the headline is more exciting than the actual story underneath. And it turns into a bit of a non-story. So it says that they assess the results of 200 studies... from men from North America, Europe, Australia and New Zealand, and they say that they've halved in less than 40 years. So that is an alarming. They're saying the decline rate is increasing. But then, as an academic, you see, I've looked down the story, and the main story is that there's faults in the data. The veracity of the data is questionable because they're saying that actually they don't really have much of a clue how to count sperm and never really have, and to compare it with previous methods, it causes all sorts of problems. But what they have found, without doubt, is that smoking and obesity have had an impact on sperm counts. So, yeah, I don't think we're about to become extinct yet.
Dobby the dog. Oh, why are you chasing the chickens? Get off, stop chasing those chickens, Dobby. Oh, look, in the corner there's an atom bomb.
That was The X with Gonna Rob the Sperm Bank for the possible falling sperm levels in humanity, which is going to lead to our extinction eventually. They'll have worked out another way of doing it by then.
Who was that fella at the end?
Don't know, someone from The X, I think.
He didn't sound very X-like.
Well, maybe that's maybe they had a Yorkshireman in the band at one time. Maybe that's Dutch humour.
Right, okay.
Don't know.
So I just wanted to remind people that we've had loads of stories this week. Loads of stories. Why are you making funny faces at me?
I'm not making them at you. I'm just making funny faces.
Oh, okay.
So that's not very entertaining for the listeners out there.
No.
But I was hoping you wouldn't draw attention to them on air.
Okay. So...
If you do want to, we could make a feature every week. I could draw funny faces. And I've never been very good at funny faces.
We could put a little jingle to it as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Yeah.
Make proper radio. So we've had loads of stories this week because we had a bit of a backlog because we've been away. But please, unless you want to hear our van mixtape, you need to post the interesting stories on the Facebook group throughout the week so that we can put the show together for you next week. And this next story is a subject close to all of our hearts.
Pantone tea chart divides nation on what does and doesn't make a good cup of tea. Yes. Look, I tell you what, looking at it's like a chart of, like, you know, like you have a paint. You know, with a, and it takes you through. So it's got 1, 2, 3, 4 down one side, A, B, C, D, and you pick which one is your perfect cup of tea. Charlotte, I might ask you, what is your perfect cup of tea out of those?
I would say B3.
B3?
Yeah. Ooh. I'm looking at it from a distance because I like mine a shade lighter than you.
Well, you see, my perfect cup there would be, it'd be C2 or nothing, really. D, 2D. Possibly, 2B, possibly, but perfectly 2C. I'd take the other two if someone else made them, but if I made it myself, 2C. So I would make yours at 2D.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm not as fussy as you. People are very, very fussy. And if we were talking about Dave Lusbier, who listens to the A1. Show over in the UK, he's a tea connoisseur, and he would spit in your face rather than have milk in his tea.
Yeah, just A1 for him all the way.
Oh, is that why that's got no milk in at all?
No milk at all.
I can't tell because I haven't got my specs on.
Ah.
But yes, it's a very... people get very irate about the right shade of tea.
And, you know, I've got to say, I have a request. I have a request of our lovely listeners out there. Tell me, please, which make of tea bag in this godforsaken country makes a cup of tea that will get me to 2C, please. I'm trying Tetley's Extra Strong at the moment, and they're still too blooming weak.
We'll repost the chart on the Facebook group, The Liquidizer.
Some songs about tea.
He introduced them to a strange substance that was to have an enormous effect on them. Tea.
Thank you. Indian tea. And biscuits.
Delicious. It's not a bad drop of tea as far as nectar of the gods go, you'll understand. You can all stay for as long as you like. It's nice to have fresh company for tea.
Thank you. It'll be a pleasure.
I move a little closer to you. Not knowing.
There's been a lot of things on the news recently about Princess Diana and her funeral. One of the things that seems to be excluded from history, written out of history, is Dodi Al-Fayed's contribution to the film industry, which included producing Breaking Glass. Don't you know?
Wonderful film. Wonderful film.
Far, far better than Princess Diana's career, if you ask me. Far more important to our generation.
I know which I'd rather.
Yeah. So anyway, Hazel O'Connor, will you, from Breaking Glass?
Outer Temple, Inner Temple from Gong.
No, it wasn't. It was Floating Teapot. It's just mistagged on the list.
Oh.
Irish Dave suggested that, as he would.
Perfect, really, wasn't it?
And before that, Dread Zone from Biological Radio, Heat to the Pot. A song that always makes me want a cup of tea.
Yeah.
And a biscuit.
Every single time. So that was all about what colour your cup of tea should be.
And the debate's raging on the Facebook page, The Liquidiser.
Raging.
Next story. New film, Bar Bar Land, promises to be the dullest film ever made.
Well, it's got my vote just from the title, to be fair.
Yeah, you see. It won't be the dullest film ever made because it's already winning over Wonder Woman in my experience already.
And possibly over La La Land as well.
Have you ever seen La La Land?
No, I haven't yet. And my mum says I'm going to love it. I am still not convinced.
No, I'm still not convinced.
Maybe one day. I would like to see Bar Bar Land, though. It sounds right up my alley.
It's just a film of sheep.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's just sheep. It's apparently part of a growing slow cinema genre which features no dialogue and extremely long takes. And apparently it's 8 hours long, just sheep grazing in a field. It sounds pretty chill to me.
Hmm. do this to you, Robert Wyatt, but we've got to talk over the top of you, mate.
Terrible. How terrible. Yeah, Robert Wyatt, my absolute favourite, eh?
Yeah, we ran out of time.
Don't forget that you've got to get your stories in for us for next Tuesday. And also, we are coming back. We're going to play a couple of tunes. We've got two more stories for you. But don't forget to stay tuned after 10 o'clock tonight because Amy's here with Mind Your P's and Q's, talking all things punk, queer and local until midnight. And she's got a special guest in the studio tonight, Genevieve McQueen, local screenwriter and LGBTQIA plus activist. So she's going to be in here talking and sharing some stories. So stay tuned for that 10 till midnight tonight after we've gone home to bed.
Next story, Ohio boa constrictor, firefighters kill snake stuck to woman's face. Do we need to say anything more than that?
Yeah. my past. Like an irritating little finger in my ass. Yeah, sure, needs to change a little since he left school. So did you, but the thing is, you a little less cool.
Look at me now, man, damn, I don't know where I am. What must I do with all this fucking money in my hand? Used to be a no one, no one the fucking man. What the fuck you wanting to say, fuck you, cause I can.
This is gas, this is nas. Chilling up a motherfucking business class. Take his whole face cloth, wipe my bum. Get it like a lady so that you can kiss my arm.
In your face, and Spit Boy in your face for the boa constrictor that was pulled off or killed to get off a Ohio woman's face.
Apparently they had to chop his head off. That's how they got the snake off. Anyway, that's us for tonight. Don't forget to keep stay tuned for Amy with Mind Your P's and Q's. She's here until midnight tonight. We're going to be back on Tuesday at 8 p.m. and you can listen to all the back shows on radioactiveinternational.org.
So we'll play you out with ABC, just because Thomas in Philadelphia, regular contributor to the show's little sister, went to see them. Thought they were great.
Girl meets boy. A blueprint that says that the boy meets